Sahe he oro hirkeves ki lishta kepesel she mihenu hadas vi hasechel. Now, this is something that the Derech Hashem discussed earlier on, and we spent a lot of time explaining it. And what he says is that the earthly in man, as opposed to the heavenly, the materialistic in man, as opposed to the spiritual, is dominant. Now the words he uses is, they are the matzav she'achum liyus v'achoshech shoshi ibel. Man is in a state here on earth that the materialism in him and the darkness in him is at the root, is fundamental. Vahe e'oro, and that which is illumination in him, nirkevesu mishtatefes bo, joins together and is and partners and is a partner with it. That is, that which is higher in the man joins with that which is lower in the man and is a partner with him. So, in other words, the situation is not so much a compound one as it is a complex one. And to put it into very simple terms, we have a body and a soul, and that is the material and the spiritual in the human being. And he calls it also the darkness and the light. So what is dominant in the human being is the darkness and the material that is dominant. And then there is the spiritual in the human being, the soul in the human being, and that joins together with the materialistic in the Jews, in the human beings, and they are one as long as we are here upon earth. That explains why there are more materialistic people in the world than there are spiritual people in the world. And for people to overcome the difficulty, they have created democracy and say the majority rules. So now they're out of the difficulty. So who are the people who rule? The materialistic people rule. But that is when you're dealing with a person, if you leave a child alone, as some parents prefer doing, and say a child must find his own way in the world. He finds his own way in the world. What way do you think he finds in the world? Does he find a spiritual way in the world, or does he find a materialistic way in the world? That is what happens to him. So that is the materialistic in the human being is dominant, and the spiritual is there, and it joins us together with the spiritual. Now I want to explain it a little. It joins us, the spiritual of the human being joins up with that which is materialistic. I want to just explain it to you a little bit further, and that is that it doesn't mean to say that when I say it's dominant, that it is necessarily the stronger force, that the darkness in the human being and the materialistic in the human being is dominant, but it doesn't mean to say that it is the stronger force. It is as if the spiritual in the human being was recessive. But since it is recessive, it must be brought out, it must be brought to the fore. And once it is brought to the fore, then it is active. I've just had a very interesting call from New York. The rabbi spoke to me about a certain problem, and he wanted to consult me on it, and he says, you see, I am a Baal Tshuva. Now he's a Rosh Hashiva. and the proper Rosh Hashiva, the good Rosh Hashiva. He says, I am a Baal Tshuva. He says, my children are Baal Tshuva. And he was speaking about the relationship that the grandchildren have to his parents. And that was the problem. And he was explaining to me that his grandchildren have a good relationship with their parents. His children have a good relationship with his parents, that is, with their grandparents. And that is really the subject of the discussion. That is what he was, the problem that he's got with his Talmudim, and that is what he was discussing with me. Now, what is there is, one has to look after one's children and see that that which is recessive is brought to the fore, and when it is brought to the fore, it becomes dominant. But if it's not brought to the fore, it remains recessive, and the materialistic in the human being, that is what is dominant. Now that is the thrust of this whole paragraph. Are there any questions you'd like to ask me on that? Yes.
I didn't quite understand about talking about the Rosh Hashiva who was a Baal Tshuva. Didn't see the relationship.
The relationship is a Baal Tshuva.
Mm-hmm.
His children are Baal Tshuva.
Mm-hmm.
Now he was speaking about the relationship that they've got to grip. So the subject he was discussing with me was, you've got a Baal Tshuva. Now, what kind of relationship has the Baal Tshuva got to his parents? When the Baal Tshuva gets married, he's a Baal Tshuva, and he's got children.
Mm-hmm.
But then he brings up his children well.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are good children. Now the children, what relationship have they got to his parents who are not Baal Tshuva? That is the problem. So I'm explaining to you that he is taking his children and he's bringing out the spiritual in them, so when they get older, they've got a very good relationship with his parents, although his parents are not religious, can still manage it. It's very difficult. That is the problem he was discussing with us. With his children, he was very successful. Now he's dealing with his family, he's dealing with his students.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let us go on a bit further, and he says, intelligence and intellectuality comes from the soul. So, the soul now joins up with the body, and it is from the soul that he gets his intelligence and his intellectuality. Now, I want you to know that a person can have a lot of education and he hasn't got any intelligence. It means they've got a very fine expression, yes, but what he's missing is a little bit of seichel, it's a little bit of intelligence that's missing, that's all. Very nice person, but he's just a little bit of intelligence he's missing. So you can have, the materialistic in the human being is very, very strong. And so you can be very educated, and you speak to him, and you find that there's just a little bit of... Professor Blackman once had a discussion with me, and he said, I was discussing with him how it is that scientists know so much, and it doesn't make them religious people. And then he said to me, he said, you know, you're making the mistake that most people make about scientists. They can be great scientists, but that's all. He said, if you want to have an opinion about something, ask the man that's traveling next to you in the underground. The underground has got nothing to do with anything sinister. The underground is the subway in England, it's called, in London it's called the underground. He said, the person sits next to you in the underground, speak to him, ask him for this opinion. You'll get a much more intelligent opinion than you get from the scientist. So one can be a scientist and one can lack abyssal seichel. The intelligence isn't there. So these are things that come from the soul. The Hinei Bereishis is the love essential of Odom. Sichluso Rav the Date Muot. Now when a man is born into the world, what is dominant? His cleverness or his foolishness? Child. I mean, even a mother and even a grandmother, if she is sensible, and what grandmother isn't sensible, knows that a little child is foolish. Whatever everybody says he is, a little bit foolish a child. Isn't that so? He puts his hands where he shouldn't put his hands. You've got to cover up the outlets of the electricity. You put it in that. You see, must see that he doesn't go into the kitchen. You put it down to the kitchen. You must see that he doesn't play with the tap. He plays with the hot water tap. He scores himself. He's a little bit foolish. That is a child. But you don't have to worry. You go out of it. But that is how it begins. The darkness in the human being, the materialistic in the human being, is dominant. And that is, you find it in the child. And as the child grows, so he becomes more intelligent. He says, but in the final analysis, what is behind it all is Hashem. So when the child is small, you've got the kumrius, the materialistic in the child, which is dominant. And as the child grows older, so he becomes intelligent. And when he becomes intelligent, one is already able to work with it. He says, the man is, to the degree that he is influenced from without, and we'll have to discuss what from without is, to the degree that he is influenced from without, so the character and the whole essence of the child develops as he turns into a human being. Now there are various influences from without. Various influences. There are the influences of evil and there can be the influences of good. And all these have an effect on him. Provided we do the very best for our children, and we can only do the very best for our children if we've had done the best for ourselves, and we still do the best for ourselves, then the result of that is that in addition to the influence the child gets from his parents and his grandparents and his environment, he also gets the influence from Hashem. And that is the way the child grows. So that is really what he's saying. The shoulder is her toe, and at rock bottom, who inyan her oras ponav his borah shemayu behes teirom, rock bottom. It is the illumination that comes directly from God. That is the decisive factor, or the withdrawal of that illumination from God, or the closing off, the shutting off of that illumination from God, which has a bad effect on the person. Now, that is a little bit more difficult to understand, but I think I've explained it to you. If you want to ask me any questions on it, you can ask me some questions. Yes, Stuart.
Well, does it say that God is the one who brings the enlightenment and
the fourth enlightenment? Yes, but that is only after, let us say, you know, like you've got a tap. Now, if I want water, I take a glass and I put it under the tap. But no water comes. I've got to open the tap. But when I open the tap, the water comes. Now, the person who is not so intelligent, he thinks that you open the water in the tap and then it comes, the water comes. The person who is more intelligent knows that there's a main also. And the main mustn't be switched off. Right? So there are lots of influences in a human being. Not just that you open the tap and it comes, influences, the environment, appearance. So the main must also be open. So the main is open, right. You're wonderful, now it's all right. Not all right. Depends on the reservoir. If there's no water in the reservoir, it's no good. So, now we know there's water in the reservoir. How does the water come into the reservoir? I've got to be dependent. That we're dependent on Hashem, we're dependent on the rain. So it comes. We open the tap. The main has got to be open. There's got to be water in the reservoir. That is all the influence that there is on a child. But above all that, there's got to be the coming from Hashem. That comes from Hashem. If Hashem turns off the water, then the tap can be opened. The main can be opened. The reservoir is empty. Don't get anything out. Am I making myself clear? That is the way it works. He says, and that is the source of good and evil in every instance. That in the final analysis, it comes from God. But only if it depends how we arrange things. But if we arrange things the proper way, we open the tap and we open the main, and there's a reservoir, and then Hashem wants us to have water, then we can have water. But if Hashem causes it to rain and the reservoir is full, and they close off the main, we won't get any water. Or open the main, close off the tap, no water. That is the way it says, yes.
Why would Hashem not want you to have the water?
Because you don't try. A person that doesn't try doesn't get it.
But
the person, instead of a shield, runs off to that other place, to go to a theater, much better. So what does Hashem do? What does Hashem do? Person turns off the tap. Right, so Hashem turns off the main. Now the person wants to turn off the tap. It doesn't come. The main has been turned off. You follow?
But if a person always opens their tap,
if a person is open and sees that the main is open and knows that in the final instance it comes from Hashem, then he'll get it. If he doesn't know that it comes from Hashem, it's very difficult. Yes.
Well, sometimes the person always has their tap open. They don't like what comes out. It still comes from Hashem.
You've got to understand, you see, it's possible that muddy water comes out.
Right.
Now, why does muddy water come out? Because they are fouling up, or polluted water comes out, because they are fouling up the reservoir or the river.
But is it maybe that person himself who's opened the tap isn't responsible for muddying? Maybe others are responsible.
That can be.
Still gets muddy water.
That can be. That can be. Then the Rebbeinu Shlomo has got other ways of helping. If that happens, then the Rebbeinu Shlomo has got other ways of helping. He gets water from Arrowhead. There are other ways. All right. Yes. Right.
Yes.
And it seems also that even if a person wasn't so intelligent, if they really wanted that from Hashem, then Hashem would,
but you know, I've seen children grow up, and I think of one child that his father came to me, and he wanted his child to learn to be a photographer because he believed he'd never be good at anything. The child is now a professor in Ohio, and he's just got 10 years. He can't be so foolish. But the parents were highly intelligent, and the parents thought that their child and I persuaded the parents not to give up, and they've never forgotten it. Unfortunately, the father died a few weeks ago, but they never forgot it, that he would have been a photographer. And like, there's not anything wrong with being a photographer, if he wouldn't have been a Lord Steyn photographer, he would have been he wouldn't have been a photographer who married Princess Margaret, and then he didn't work. Right. So, he says, "Vinei ha'ashpoa din sheches api he'oros aponim ha'yaseirom kepimash etigdor ha'kof ve'yam." The influence depends on the illumination that Hashem bestows, or the shutting off of that influence which Hashem causes. Umashpoz ha'ero yibolet or ribuy ha'zakus ha'yakos umashpoz ha'hesef yibolet ha'chisoren or abuse ha'shikhe. He said, and from the illumination of Hashem there is born. I'm going to look at the Hebrew word he uses for this. Yes, advantage, ribui advantage. What he means by ribui means that you find one person he is more versatile than another person, he is more adaptable than another person, his results are better than another person. That is the ribui. So that is the clarity, yes. By your call, is a splendor. And the splendor. So there's splendor in a person, there's clarity in a person. There is the advantages that a person has as a human being. And by Ashpot, I have said, and when Hashem closes off, Ivole, Achisoron is disadvantage group, or obvious opaqueness. But you can't get through to him. They are shiftless and worthlessness. It's the opposite, it's really the opposite of splendor. Those are the things that are caused otherwise. Then, he says, now I explain to you that the human being was not compounded of the material and the spiritual, but it's more complex than that. So it's really the spiritual and the material is mixed into it together. Now let me try and explain that to you. A person gives a large donation. And he says, now, what will I get out of it? It doesn't go together, it seems. He gives a large donation that's out of the goodness of his heart. And now he wants to know what he's going to get out of it. What is he going to say to you? Say, you get nothing out of it. It goes in the checkbook. Moving out of it, it goes to checkbook. So he wants something out of it. I said, well, what is it you want? He said, well, I want a write-up. said, well, that's all right, I've come to meet the JC. He said, JC comes out once a month. I said, hey, man, I want to be the nursery. All right. And he said, and I want a picture. And a picture of myself. He said, yes, but I want you first of all to show me the write-up, and I want to see the picture before it goes in. And then I say, right, but and I'm already walking out of here. Just one moment. Just see that you spell my name correctly. Now, he wants to give a large sum of money. That's not materialistic. He's got something spiritual and he wants to give it. But he wants to get something out of it. That's the materialistic. So the two are joined together. It's not a compound where you can separate the one from the other. But it's joined together. And that is what he's saying now. That is what we've got to understand. That is the way it works. Now, it works badly, but it also works good. It's because it's like that, that we can purify the material and raise the material to the spiritual. So the man is able, because the soul is so inextricably bound up with his body and with the materialistic in him, that the soul can influence the materialistic. And so that which is recessive now becomes active, and active to such an extent that it becomes stronger than the dominant, and now the dominant becomes recessive, and it is the soul that is active. Am I making myself clear? You think they understand, or did you just say they understand?
I think they understand.
You think they understand? It's all right. You know, I try and make these things very simple. Now he says, the next paragraph, and since the essence of all that exists and the way they behave, they are mulkovim. Mulkovim means that they are complex, not compounded, but complex. They join together. So you can find that in the same being, in the same person, you can have conflicting attributes going on. You can have a person that's got great advantages, but he's got great disadvantages also. You can have a person who has got great clarity, but on the other hand, he's got obscurity also. Obscurity is the word I wanted. He uses the fakeness. I prefer the word of obscurity. But there's obscurity also. And you can have a person that's got splendor, and on the other hand, you've got things that some coarseness. So you can have it in the same person. You can have these different things, and you can even have it at the same time. So he says, and therefore, you've got at one and the same time two influences. You've got the influence of illumination that comes from Hashem, and at the same time, because you've got a blockage, and you've got a stopping of that illumination, and you've got darkness at the same time. So he says, so the way we've got to overcome that, we've got to be aware of that. And the way we've got to overcome it, we've got to work, and that is the idea of our Musar. We've got to work that, knowing that there are both influences in the human being, the materialistic on the one hand and the spiritual on the other. We've got to see that the spiritualistic overcomes the materialistic one, and not over and only overcomes it, but is able to raise the materialistic one to a much higher level. Now, let me try and give you an example. What do they call those places where people go in and eat? There's no tablecloth on the table. It's given in place of place.
Fast food.
We call them eating houses. All these such things in America. And the people come there and they've got hardly any clothes on. And you can hear them chewing a mile away. And they're sprawling all over the table with their hands and their arms. And they use their hands for their food also. Those are eating houses. Those are eating houses. Now, take that and compare it with a Friday night paper. Eating is a materialistic function. We eat, we drink. It's materialistic. And look what the Jew does with it. There's a tablecloth on the table. There are crockery on the table. There's glassware on the table. There's silverware on the table. There's the gifts on the table. Even if they pay for it, there's the gifts on the paper, on the table. Doesn't eat with his hands. Washes his hair, makes a bruch, comes to the table, makes the bruch over his head, careful what he eats, what he delivers, speaks before me, and if he's got meat, if he's got chicken on his plate, and he's got beef on his plate, chicken before beef, chicken before beans, veal before mutton, mutton before beef. Before he eats, there is the forspeise, what you call the first dessert. After he's eaten, there's the nachspeise, there's the dessert. All this is discussed in the din. That is a meal. Diligence. Compare that to the eating now. Purely materialistic, and the other, just look what is happening here. Raise into what it says. And there's a discussion that goes on at the table. And in the eating houses, the language is they use. Just look. But down the table, it is what at Gan Torah they call that's what they teach the children already. That is what he's speaking about. So you've got all these things, and that is how one deals with it. Is that clear? Now that is that paragraph. Would you like me to go on to the next paragraph, or have you had enough of this? Now, this is the next paragraph. We've got to understand on two levels. So let me try and explain to you it on the one level. If you take a child, he's coming into the world, he's really in a period of darkness. And then it is followed by a period of enlightenment, where suddenly this world opens itself out for him and he begins to see it all. And then there is the period of manhood, and finally there is the period of maturity. Is that clear? Now that is the stages of man. Now if you will look up in your Shakespeare, you will find that he's got it slightly differently. He's got it the seven stages of man, and they don't altogether agree with our stages. But let us see what he says now. What he's going to tell us is, as there are stages in the development of the human being, there were also stages in history. And this is, we'll have to discuss it because we're going to run into a difficulty now. And he says to Shinabitya, Karl Masavoro, like Ozzy Boro. If one were to look at the situation in the world from the time that the world was created, Kasiya Mikrin She Koruba Umashi Yua Duale Manadin, from the circumstances that surround the world from its early beginning, and concerning which the prophets speak, Ninto Badover Arba Hadroga, we find that there are 4 degrees, 4 levels. The next of our minway noshi kudos kodum echos na eighty bodo at umdel al pirke koroi. And so the whole of the human race is looked upon as one person from the moment he is born until he reaches maturity. Those are the 2 levels. The level of the individual human being and the level of mankind as a whole. So he may, Minto Masav Echol Chiasiflus Vachoshev Gomar Zawad Tiboris Godel. You'll find the first level is, the first degree, the first level, where foolishness and darkness prevails completely. She Nedro Vimenu Ayedio Amitis Dabore Yvora Shemel There is a human being, I'm putting it on the 2 levels now, where on the 1 level, the child has got no idea of Hashem and the perfection of Hashem. That was early mankind. No idea. Now, of course, we're going to run into difficulty, because we don't really believe that. We believe that Adam Orishan was very great. We believe that Noah was very great. We believe that Mr. Shelach was very great. We believe that Chanuch was very great. And there's been a deterioration since then. And yet he's speaking about an ascent. He is speaking here about general mankind. Just let's take it a little bit further. To whom are she koruach ha-chomeinu zichron le-livrocha shnei alofim teru? So for 2,000 years, there was Tohu. Tohu means emptiness. So in the world, there was 2,000 years of emptiness. Then we've got the Hu, yes, the Hu, the Hamasav Hashem, Hamasav Tohu, there she is a Chadna, the Hu Hamasav Zemanenu there, she ne yesh lo ne tihilo la'el, yadiyas nisiyuzi, yivorach ushlemuza, v'sevda sheshim itonu. He says, after that, there was another period of 2,000 years. That was the period that the Torah was given to us. And that is the period in which one finds oneself today. So now we have reached the second stage, and that is, the second stage is where we've got understanding. We need to realize things. Child has got understanding. He says, who made me? He says, God made me. And then we explain to him, he's beginning to understand. mankind, after 2,000 years, they began to understand that it was during this period that we were given the Torah. Rupunav Anachna Elbinan, we serve Hashem. Omnum ein os ve ein novi ve chaseira as kolo amiti shehi ruach ha-kodesh. But we haven't got any Nevi'im, we haven't got any prophet, and we haven't got Ruach HaKodesh. We haven't got the Holy Spirit. You then, I said, you come and tell me once if you knew somebody at Ruach HaKodesh, I had a lot of trouble with you.
No, I never said that it was said about him that he had Ruach HaKodesh, and I wondered what the Rav thought about that.
I hope you got the answer in those uncertain terms. You don't seem to be too convinced. And true knowledge is missing. Then he translated his knowledge, enlightenment, all right. True enlightenment and true knowledge is missing. And we haven't got the Ruach HaKodesh. Now, you know, there is an article in this week's Time magazine written by a psychologist, and he is a world famous specialist on the psychology of children. There were two articles that I was reading about it. Now, this is written, America's most renowned child psychiatrist, Robert Coase of Harvard, finds surprising existential insight among the young. He asked, a footnote says he hesitated long and hard before doing Spiritual Life. Spiritual Life is the book he wrote. And the Spiritual Life of Children is the book he wrote. So the questioner says, you hesitated long and hard before doing Spiritual Life. Why? This is the answer, yes. He says, first I had to come to terms with the way psychoanalysis treats religion in a cavalierly, condescending, that's bad enough, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Could you have much faith in a psychoanalyst like that? First, I had to come to terms with the way psychoanalysis treats religion in a cavalierly, condescending, and at times outrageously intolerant manner, plus some plain old ignorance. But he's a psychoanalyst. He's gone to kindergarten. You know what that means today. He's gone to high school. He's not a dropout. He's gone to college. He's gone to medical school. He's been an internist. He's taken psychiatry. He's got a degree. And now he's a specialist in psychoanalysis. And look what he says. Plus some plain old ignorance. So now we know where we stand. And that is what he's saying. He says, we are living in an age. He says, the chaseira ha-skolo amitis, true enlightenment, that is missing. That is what he means by it. Can a person like that? scientists today have made evolution a religion of theirs. You know, I tell scientists, I can't accept evolution, not because of religion. With religion, I could. Framework to work with, and this is as good a framework as you can find. If you get another framework, you will change. But what also I could say, scientists will say, if you don't accept it, then you're out. There was a scientist in Dan South, in Texas, in a state called Texas, in the state. There was a state called Texas, in the university, then there was a scientist that questioned evolution. And they were here. They took away the secretary, they didn't allow him to teach, and they said, you do research. You didn't allow him to teach. So that is what it is. Not a foolishness in it all. And that is what he said. We are living in an age where we've got terrorists of very big things. We've got all this enlightenment. Look at the progress medicine has made. Look at the progress science has made. Physics, chemistry, just look at the progress of this has made. He says, the Hasera Haskoria Mutis, the true enlightenment is chemistry. Haven't got it. If a person like Kelly could say this about psychoanalysis, he's going to get into a lot of trouble. Then it wouldn't be a lot of trouble. This is what you can say about it. And they say to the very Polish, the only Marshall or the Moscow, the Sikha, or the Eastern, or the Ishi, the Gabi Marshall, Moscow, the real Polish, or the Mishpo, only elements of the good elements of the world. He says now, if one wants to compare you education and the knowledge that a man has through his own effort, and to compare that with the sefer that he could get directly from Hashem through Ruach HaKodesh, if one compares those two, he says the difference is as great as between body and soul. That is the difference. So it is that higher type of intelligence you haven't got. You've achieved a tremendous amount, but still you haven't got it. And I'm impressed with those scientists who say, with all that we have discovered, with all that we are not even on the fringe of it. There's so much still there, not even on the fringe. And they're thinking about discoveries. We're not even on the fringe of it. But it will get our down. He says, and the third degree is not subscription. Third degree, we have not been denied Beit HaMikdash. That is like the time of the Beit HaMikdash. So, because of the only thing that makes you in the world, then you deliver them. Where there were miracles, there were times, there were miracles, the mankind. Ach, my news there, I should have given you special to Kulay. But this influence wasn't widespread. Very contained. Only the Yechidim, it was only in selected people. The Galil Ahim the Kosher, even they were difficulty with it. Because the winter like they were in the middle of the Eagle, because there was a shutting earth of it, wasn't so easy. The fact that it would open them easily. Not only do you say this Quran, but there is a first is first of all, the Rinashi, where they were the Rinashi, where they were the that is the Mashiach time. Shall I go to a picnic call? We don't do any foolishness at all. The Riach of Kodesh will shut us our call in the nation, and the whole of mankind will have something of Riach of Kodesh to make Kodesh's plan with our difficulty. We may all the Quran, should we not be willing to have a nation. And there is the view that mankind has reached its maturity.
He will send the Holy Spirit, illuminate the light, the advent of the Tochim of the light. Because from then onward, there will only be a pagan thing, and he will enjoy happiness until all eternity. Now, after that, we discussed with him, if he's speaking about all people, if he's speaking about Jews, if he's speaking about any different people, that has all to come to him. And that was not probably the next paragraph. So, let us end there. Can I put that in? Okay. The deadline was January the 15th. We started on the
11th.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Is this something that describes to how they called it if you had it then?
Yes, you know, the finish is saying, I spoke about this. And that is that it doesn't mean to say that there isn't anything of the higher that to which we cannot reach. That it doesn't mean to say that there's nothing in the third degree that you can get something of the third degree. You can get some insight to the third degree. Depends on how much some of us can only go as far as the door and look through the keyhole. Some of us can open the door a little bit and the door is adjust. Some can actually go in and just stand on the doorway to see something. It depends. But there is something one can always get. Something of that one can always get.
Just if you just described the second and the two, second three, if you described the optimum world, what it would be in the optimum world.
Section two?
Yes.
No, not really. Section two is not humanity. And section four is really at its best.
Well, so here, in number two, the two optimum state of the world, and you go on to describe it. Paragraph two, I'm sorry.
Paragraph two.
Right. I was wondering
when you read this. Are you looking at the English or the Hebrew?
I'm looking at the English.
I don't think you're using the word optimum.
No, that's
kind of something like 167.
The bottom
of the
page.
Oh, yeah,
67. You should often say the word is worth the
yes, that's right.
You're saying like the 105 years ago.
You see, I've got to explain this to you a little bit further, and it'll get clearer when I do this last paragraph. Avraham Avinu belonged to the first period. But look how bad he was. It was only the beginning of the second period, but just look how bad he was. Look at Noah. Look at Hanukkah, those people. So they were, it doesn't mean to say that in those periods they couldn't rise to God's house. And we take people, and we take a person after being a girl at the age of 18, we haven't got anybody today that knows as much as he did at the age of 8. Now, this is quite exceptional. So, we take a child tragedy and leave it. That is musical. Most unusual. Person has no self. Most unusual can happen. So we've got it unusual, it's most unusual that you can find that people rise to great heights. When they rise to great heights, they take up others with them. They might not be able to rise and raise them to the same height, but they can take up others with them to a certain degree, living them up. That is so possible. So it's not quite so categorical. And so even in a child, you find that one child is more advanced than another child. So there's a Thomas McCauley that when he was 3 could be right there. You tell them it's a fiction without a physical chance, unusual. And we do find that we will find. Anyway. I mentioned last night that there were three stages in belief and in conviction. So first is that there is a God. The second stage is that there is a supernatural God. The second stage is that there is a personal God. And the third stage is that God is so concerned about the world that he introduces an original. That is, it's against nature. Today, I've just had two students for that, but in the world of the just started. Then I was watching this child who sent the word in, and it was being done extremely well by Peter Jennings, as it were. It was being done extremely well by Peter Jennings. They've got an excellent idea of it. Ask yourself the question, where is the universal purpose? Can't get into a battle, what they tell us about. Where do they do something? Nothing. Anyway, I'm sitting on this book, eventually the question comes up. There's a fog in the concept of the ground. Don't call it a discussion. The lesser side is that it is diplomatic. A diplomatic means the lesser side can be discussed. Well, isn't that the best, isn't it? That's a good particular time. Then, ask yourself the question. You said you gave your faculty, you said you gave your faculty. That the only way you can get credibility amongst the Arabs and support from the Arabs, and you can break the Arab support for the coalition. From what I can understand, what happened is the American Air Force went to smash a highly complicated and complex electronic system that they have. Of communication. This electronic system controls the missiles and the machinery to project those missiles on the inside. So they put them out of action from where they were destroying the whole electronic system. They can do it. And then they went to the Americans then and directly destroyed those places from where they were launching the missiles against Israel and the left. If they do that, we don't even have an American friend with each other because the Arabs were saying there were others. There was a club between the Americans and the Israelis that the Arabs were together. It is told them to be on the Jewish side, they were. It is told them to be on the Arab side, they were on the Arab side, but they weren't there. Jews couldn't give them all, Arabs could give them all, and they were going to give them all. Couldn't have done it at all. Now, you've got in our literature, we've got letters about this. Because American Jews don't understand, they've been so brainwashed, they will be brainwashed, they're so brainwashed that they don't understand what the Torah says. And if I were to tell them what the Torah says, they would first of all think to it and consider me to be demented. Well, that's the first rebellion. Now, Gentiles don't love Jews. Americans don't accept that. Jewish Americans don't accept that. Yeah. All we've got to do is to be married to Gentiles, and we've got to marry them. And when we marry them, then everything will be otherwise. And that's exactly what happened in Germany, and everything is magical that. Germany is different, America is different. It is a different country. Very difficult to speak to American Jews. As it was impossible to speak to the German Jews. German Jews had no time for Eastern European Jews. Instead, we only happen to have the same religion. But there is no relationship, we've got nothing to do with them. And an Orthodox German Jew wouldn't allow his daughter to marry a Jew from Eastern America. And if she did, that was not from the American. So that was recent. That was not back to 1930. That was the position. It was right. The Germans rejected the Jews. And they rejected the Jews who were no German than the Germans themselves. There couldn't be no German than that. Those were the ones that rejected. Now, just reading an article, also today, about a certain woman she writes, that she came from, she went back to Hungary because she originally came from Hungary, and she says her father, her grandparents were killed by the Nazis from Hungary, because they discovered that her grandfather had a mixture of Jewish Catholic blood in him. That was true. Now, part of it goes back. Now, according to the Torah, we've got trouble with Ishmael and the descendants of Ishmael. If you're interested, I will read you one passage, you know, several passages, I can't think of anything from that, but I can read you one passage to give you some idea. There's another passage that just describes the whole way of seeing you, really, just telling us what's happening now. And it says that we don't be worried about it. This is a part of the plan. Exactly, the owner of the home, Benaiah, Hashem says, Benaiah, my children, aren't you scared? Don't be afraid. Call my soul, Sisi, where you see, see, all of this will occur. All that I'm doing, I'm doing only because of you. If they are not being scared, none of you are afraid of them. Ask you to do, don't be afraid. And give the man the Ula strength. The time of your redemption has come. I can't tell you whether this is the time of redemption or not, but I have a pleasure to speak to you in Shabbat morning at Shul. I will speak about this, what it actually says. We need to speak about this time. But before we come to that, you've got to know something else. This is what the Zohar says. The Zohar says, Avram's first child was Ishmael. The mature fruit, you are growing, you have a son, you have seed. Young God is just that Ishmael was also born. After all, he's a father. So what does he say to Hashem? Yavon Omer, Lu Ishmael Yishmael Panecho. And now Ishmael lived also before you. The father, his son. The other God, the contributor who had a Nabata lay Arukot, although Hashem told him that through Yitzchak will your seed really be, the descendants will be through Yitzchak, they will be the spiritual descendants. If that is Avraham Yishmael, Avraham was close to Yishmael. And the Kutchub Rishmi also knows, and through God and the Sublime, the Yishmael Shema Tichon. Hashem told Ohad, I've listened to what you said about Yishmael. The verse is gathered, the oil, the prayer condition. Then afterwards, we were circumcised, and we entered the covenant. The Shmuel was circumcised. We had a brief, and we entered the covenant. So they entered the covenant, and really, what can we do? And before Yitzchak came, we already had a brief union. Before Yitzchak was born, they were born, they got a brief with it. That's what it is that. Now, Hashem wanted something for Yitzchak. They had a brief union, they had a brief union. We've already been doing something. Why is the Alba Meir Shneem, the poor Chazal, coming to for 400 years, Kona Avinu Melech B'nai Yishmael. The son of Yishmael for 400 years is making the man. You remember what we learned about the son and the Melech and the prophet. The son of Ishmael was making the demands in the heavenly court. If there come a creature before and he asked of Hashem, Emanai, mind is greater, if there are conditions, if one will have a brief mirror, it's a really safe decision. Even if a Jewish is a safe decision, it's nothing. That's a brief mirror. He says, one, but you have a proper brief mirror. So the son says to Hashem, the son is losing his sin to Hashem. Is that nothing to you? You have a cup of this fear. What is Hashem doing? Emily is. Hashem says, we're up. Emily, the whole Shmuel of these gathers, the potato is having this fear. The man of the moon, and Shmuel, and Shmuel is having this fear. And now I'm going to say, who can work in my Israel? Why are the moon gods? A portion with you, Hashem, as you come down, you should be the better of Israel. You don't have a good mirror. Is that a good argument? That must be it.
No, it's
just more like a person. Yes, maybe it's just a good person. In my life, says Hashem, he means quite right. The Israel for Jacob, they used to be humorous, but they're not working. With this one, there was a brief ruler with all the details, with this one, they're working. They were the only men that God can do to the Kodal, not only that, but the descendants of this one seems to be as it is right as a kingdom, which men were doing. They had a brief that 8 days old, and now it's already a long time, 300 years. They were the brief when the child was 8 years old, and the descendants of the Shmuel of the brief when they were 13 years old. So for 12 years and 350 days, no brief. Every little of coming in, Omar-Lavi, in Kudra, even the brother, Major Hayley, Adar, the Dunay, and he said, Sarah, everything right there, here's the fact. But Sarah hasn't got, the cause of death hasn't got one part of yours. Right. But is that a cup of root beer? They told me in the middle for the Jews, they don't have a cup of root beer. Then, why are I raising there the Israel of Ishmael the Arm? Why am I asked that moment of Ishmael the Arm to the world to start the beloved of Israel? Now, all the creatures of the Arm, after the world of Ishmael, with the Bekut of the Arm, so what did Hashem do? He saved Ishmael from himself in the higher way, the way we hook the top of the Arab Kaddisha, the Dina Arab, the world of the Arab. And then the manifestation in Eretz Yisrael. But then for the part of Eretz Yisrael, because we have a group. The meaning, the name Shmuel, the Rishon of the Arei Kedush, of the Rebbe Tam, is that the name Shmuel will hold sway over Israel. They belong to them. We have the right to hear them. Had Eve come and machle, zine tabi, come and exhale the lahim, the reikam, the lunch later. Until the time comes when my son said, they have had their reward for the brief dinner. And that is the person I was with. Next time, on Shabbat, I'll probably deal with this and see what happens. Constantly in the young man. It is a very good. Don't take Jamie about this. Don't you be sad. If Jamie would be, I wouldn't have been able to do this. Yes.
I
think
it's
a graphic book. What an interview. Yeah. Yes, sir. The brother wants to make an announcement.
I'd like to make an announcement that there will be necessary a film service very short be organized by Summer Mustang. And so if you have
a film and
the manager is involved also. And
okay.
I'm sorry, I have to open this. I hope my wife has to be there for me. I don't know, I hope you're so sure that you've been invited to the bar, and if you've been by your own, then if you've been outside. And now I'll be helping. I don't know if you're not going to be like your own
system. I'm just looking at this flyer because I didn't know what the matter was. That's where Mr. Upstate said those things just in December, January, and December. Because at 8 o'clock p.m., it's the God's greatest self story. We're going to have a meeting on reviewing the current situation of the Mr. and Palo Alto. And it will include a question and answer session. And there'll be a series of questions and suggestions from the community. So it's very interesting. Please call Abby
Wesnitz,
and you have to
send her
to him.
Quiet. Is it really important that
Sunday
is
going to be Sunday after the Sunday?
Oh, Sunday after.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday. I need to order matcha. I'm going to order matcha.
I don't have that scruples, but I can try to get it. And I have the women's gorgeous, the men's gorgeous, the women's gorgeous.
But my question. Are you going to hang your husband? I'm going to hang over my husband. I'm going to hang over my husband. I'm going to be distributing the money.
I'm going to be taking everything, and
I'll
probably go to my house and probably distribute it. Hopefully, I'll be here enough time for Papa. Just make my
I'm going to go to the hospital.